building, those that visited. And unfortunately, it's a reality on the ground. And even more unfortunate is the male's mentality to actually support that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what can be done to change that kind of mentality, but of course, exposure and education, especially for the girl child.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like all of us, when we become of age or become adults, how we behave is definitely stemming from how we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. So, it's, you know, it's the household and family setup is very important, how you raise the children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important, and that's a comment.
Thank you so much for coming through. I mean, you talk about the men taking accountability, but what we've also seen from this report is the women who are agreeing with this, right? You think because the statistics have shown that women are the victims of gender-based violence,
we
see more people rising against
our
that.
Our previous caller mentioned something about maybe how they are brought up. So, like I said earlier, sometimes you find that people are brought up in different environments, different homes, where they've seen maybe their father beating their mother, and they grow up thinking that's some form of love and that's how it's supposed to be. But that's not the case. And also, like I said earlier, it's really sad to take note of how many men feel like it's okay to do what they do. That's not okay. You can't beat someone up black and blue and you think it's okay because, no, they didn't dress up right or they did this. Men need to be held accountable for what they're doing.
At this rate now, I'm wondering if we will make significant progress in the... I don't know if we can even say fight against GBV, but it sounds like it sounds quite ironic. So we're talking about fight. And you're talking about GBV. So let's just say, what can we say instead? We have to replace fight. What can we use? Campaign, advocacy against GBV. But I think if we hear statistics like this, I think... But one thing that's come up from this is when this report in the previous year compared to this latest one,
mm-hmm.
there's actually been a decrease in these numbers. Interestingly enough. There's been a decrease in how many people feel that way. So maybe from that perspective, there's a silver lining there. You're seeing a drop a bit in the percentages of people who feel that way from both the men and from the women's side. But these are conversations we really need to be having as well as we are entering the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which starts tomorrow, the 25th of November, and runs all the way through to the 10th of December as the world unites for this, a global campaign led by the UN Women in partnership with different civil society organizations, governments, and individuals to just create awareness and speak towards this. Unlocking change is what the theme is centered around for this year. So, 8:03, we have the news at 8 coming up next right here on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're never more than 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spins in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Economist says Zambia's economic growth on track despite energy crisis. PAC president says President Hichilema's move to address nation on violence is late. U.S. hails tremendous progress at Ukraine peace talks. Presents the news. I'm a civilian economy. Economist Henry Malaya says Zambia is still on track to meet its projected economic growth next year, despite the country struggling with an energy crisis. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulea notes that major industries driving national output have secured steady electricity supply, helping to keep production stable. He explains that key contributors to the economy, especially the mining sector, are benefiting from load management plans that prioritize their power needs, and adds that continued growth in copper production, supported by favorable global prices, is expected to boost national earnings and support the GDP target of more than 5%. However, Mr. Mulea warns that the positive growth outlook does not reflect the lived reality of most citizens. He says the electricity shortages are severely affecting underdeveloped but high-potential sectors such as manufacturing, services, and telecommunication industries that many Zambians rely on for income. He's urging government and planners to balance their focus on GDP with closer monitoring of household incomes and how economic gains are shared, stressing that understanding wealth distribution is essential for addressing frustrations felt by many citizens who believe the economy is growing on paper but declining in their daily lives.
The energy crisis in Zambia will continue to undermine growth, especially in underdeveloped but high-impact industries such as manufacturing and the services industries. The electricity crisis will also undermine the growth in the telecommunication industry, which in recent years has emerged as a major contributor to the national GDP growth. My prediction is that the overall GDP target will be achieved because major contributors to the GDP have secured electricity supply contracts. The current load management also appears to favor the major industries such as mines.
Opposition People's Alliance for Change PAC President Andy Vodbanda has criticized President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to address the nation on political violence, calling it a little too late and not timely. Mr. Banda made the remarks in response to President Hichilema's announcement while officiating at the Evangelical Church in Zambia Diamond Jubilee Celebration Service in Matero yesterday that he would address the nation on the matter. However, Mr. Banda states that had the President and the UPND as a whole committed to ending political violence, the country would not have been experiencing the same vice it was going through under the previous regime. He has emphasized that reforms are key to curbing political violence, which he believes are lacking under the UPND administration. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Banda has urged government to be stiff on perpetrators of violence, regardless of their political affiliation.
The problem is not speeches, it's reforms. When you empower positions to political affiliates or people who you think are going to support you, this is what you get. It's not timely because the reforms have not happened. What we needed to see was reforms in the police service, which the UPND are about to do. So it's a speech which is trying to demonstrate political will, but political will without clear action is not enough.
Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda says no household in Zambia would have been experiencing load shedding today if the PF had not lost the 2021 general election. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Luvinda contends that the country's current power challenges are a direct result of stalled progress in the energy sector over the past 5 years. Mr. Luvinda explains that when the PF left office, Zambia's electricity generation capacity had doubled from about 1,600 megawatts in 2011 to around 3,200 megawatts. He adds that recent additions to the national grid, including projects commissioned under the current regime, were initiated by the PF and have pushed national capacity to about 4,000 megawatts. He says the former ruling party had a clear long-term energy expansion program and insists that Zambia would have reached 6,000 megawatts of generation capacity by now if the party had remained in power as outlined in its 2021 to 2026 manifesto. Mr. Luvinda adds that the PF had planned large-scale investments in solar energy and nuclear power as part of the diversified national energy mix.